You're listening to Write Winning Proposals, where you learn strategies to write clear, concise, and compelling proposals that persuade your clients and win more business. Here's your host, Michelle Theriault.
Welcome to the podcast, Write Winning Proposals. Today we're learning about using, or rather not using, boilerplate material for proposals. First, it is important to know that the way you win business with your proposals is strategically determine what to say and how to position your service or product so the client will say, sign them up when they evaluate you. It really means custom writing. Simply using boilerplate material, stuff you've used before, and doing a quick scan and a find replace means you haven't done anything strategically to sell to the client. In fact, you haven't sold at all. You've simply sent them a bunch of words on paper. You might even mistakenly leave in something that tells your client all you did was a cut and paste job. So how do you think that'll look to them when they're evaluating? Remember, the client, and most importantly, the bid evaluators, are actually real people. Like you, they want a little recognition. They like to know their business is important to you. They want to read things that resonate with them, and that they should be nodding their heads up and down as they read what you write, fully believing that you understand their needs intimately and are responding directly to their interests with a clear, detailed solution that fits their needs. They also should feel that you understand the intent of the questions, not just the words. Quite frankly, boilerplate proposals are often the easy way out if you're overwhelmed or feel that the more proposals you pump out the door, the more you'll win. In fact, you should focus on winnable bids and do everything in your power to write them to win. That's the way to have a higher rate of success. I use boilerplate only as a foundation for proposals. For every question you need to respond to, scan through past proposals to find the ones that match as closely as possible, which may not always be the last proposal you wrote. You may end up drawing on several proposals to assemble the right base material. You can try using software to keep a library of specific responses to specific questions, but you'll probably spend more time managing it than simply keeping track of proposals on your own system in a well-structured folder and scanning through them when you need something. Be sure to keep everything. Don't be like a past client who couldn't find a major proposal they wrote several years back. It would have helped them write a new proposal that was very closely related. They couldn't find hard copies, and they had no idea where the soft copy files went. What you also should do is keep all of your source graphics, tables, org charts, and everything else in a separate file folder. I'm talking about the editable originals, not the graphic rendering you use to insert into your proposal. That makes it easier to reuse that material. Also, maintaining a library of strategic work you do for the proposal, such as your SWOT analysis, your research on the clients, and your competition, your messages, and your unique selling points or USPs, how you respond to hot buttons, and anything else that may apply to a future proposal. This can include documentation, process diagrams, and other things. The best process is to first do your strategic planning, establish your message, find and hit the client's hot buttons, do your research, find ways to mirror back to the client, figure out how to address important things, decide what will get their attention, and structure the response to get your message across without clutter, so the evaluator will simply tick off the boxes on the evaluation form without having to search for it. Doing this with boilerplate material is not very easy, and you're much less likely to be successful. The next step is to weave this strategic information in with the boilerplate material you already have. Remember, we're simply using boilerplate as a base material. It's a lot easier than writing from scratch, but still harder than simply plunking down a few paragraphs from an old bid. It'll be more successful too. Just be sure to customize it thoroughly. Don't think of your older material as boilerplate, hard and unyielding. Think of it like silly putty, highly malleable and very flexible. If you have questions or comments about this podcast, you can contact us at www.howtowinmorebusiness.com, where you'll find more podcasts and our blog. Be sure to join our mailing list to get more information on our upcoming book. Thanks for listening.
You've just learned one more strategy from the book, Win More Business, Write Better Proposals by Michelle Theriault. Visit www.howtowinmorebusiness.com and join us again for more strategies to help you win more business.